it is Hank FM.
Not necessarily.
And it is.
Sound the bell.
Monday edition.
She is the good news.
Of not necessarily the news. Soggy, but fresh off the press. We welcome our Hank FM Facebook Livers. See what you can hear on the radio right now. Hank Facebook Live. Y'all have fun in the comments section. Well, a couple of more passings as this, goodness gracious, now stretches into August. We lost Lonnie Anderson. News came out yesterday at the age of 79. Lonnie Anderson, of course, WKRP in Cincinnati. And also very much known for her marriage to Burt Reynolds. One of the classic sitcom stars of the really late 80s. KRP went all the way to 82. And, of course, for us radio people, pretty big show. So, Lonnie Anderson gone. And then also passing on Friday was, you may not know the name Jeannie Seely, but she, transformative when it came to country music. And specifically the Grand Ole Opry.
Your hand is like a torch. Each time you touch me.
Jeannie Seely passing away at 85. And everyone from Reba, Dolly, Trisha Yearwood, everybody sending their condolences and thought she was very transformative too. Helped, at least credited, to modernize the Grand Ole Opry. Before her, women had a strict dress code into the 60s to wear long, ruffled skirts, no matter what. And she was the first one. She not only didn't do that, she wore a mini skirt to the Opry saying, I just got here from California and this is what everyone's wearing, guys. So she also pushed for women to be able to host Opry segments, too. And in 85 became the first woman to do so. Jeannie Seely passing away. One of those given tribute was Ms. Miranda Lambert, who, remember the story last week, which, by the way, Boyd and Clifton, have you yet seen that Miranda Lambert denim skirt video?
Can I say that I have?
Good boy. Got a $50 follow-up. Not following directly. That'd be skirt chasing. But her response to a couple of weekends ago, wearing a short skirt there in Seattle, was to then, this past weekend, wear another short skirt. Arguably shorter, too, with the same result there. So she's clearly doing this for a reason. And Boyd doesn't know.
Can I say that I have?
Yeah, he has not thought about it at all. Have fun. It was a Summer Slam weekend. The good news is we live in a world where John Cena is a good person again. That's good. Spoiler alert, though, Cody Rhodes, he's writing a new story. He's very, very busy with books. And then Jelly Roll made his WWE debut at SummerSlam. And he came out to Who's Your Daddy by Toby Keith. That was his entrance music. And, you know,
Logan Paul trying to power Jelly Roll up.
Jelly's lost a lot of weight, not quite enough to throw that T-bone suplex or whatever.
Yeah, but
Logan was trying. Oh!
No! Jelly with a slam of his own.
Jelly with a slam of his own. Ah, you know, it was what it was. He was going against Logan Paul, by the way. But Jelly Roll, not victorious with the Viper Randy Orton as they fall to Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul. And that is your wrestling SummerSlam update of the day. Fresh off the Hollywood weekend, the Fantastic Four remain number one at 40 million. Bad Guys 2, animated, number two. The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Draven. Number three, Superman 4, Jurassic Park still number five. Netflix has canceled, well, a couple of cancellations. First of all, HBO Max axing the Sex and the City reboot, and just like that. Evidently, Sarah Jessica Parker's very angry. And Netflix has canceled Arnold Schwarzenegger's, after two seasons, Arnold's FUBAR series. Which I've never watched that. Or the Sarah Jessica Parker. But in any case, for one, Arnold will not be back on that. On the day Skynet became live in the 90s. Over the weekend, a presidential news. President Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after she issued a bad jobs report. Unfortunately, the first thing the incoming head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has to do is actually add to that total he didn't like by one because of the previous person being fired. He also says he now loves Sydney Sweeney for the American Eagle ad after learning she's a registered Republican. Says she has good genes. In other semi-presidential news, Kamala Harris says she will not run for public office, but Kamala will write a book about her presidential campaign. It's actually the book Joe Biden was writing, but since he didn't finish it, she's just going to mop it up. And then finally, Olympic and NFL news as we get closer to preseason game number one. Olympic swimming legend Michael Phelps has agreed to teach the Baltimore Ravens team how to swim. And next, he'll visit the Cowboys to give him tips on just how to avoid not to drown halfway through the season.
Waking up with KB and Harry.